Around town, people often say they know who the bootleggers are, so police must know too. Why don't they do anything about it?
It takes a little more than just, you know, people knowing something. We actually have to prove that that is taking place.
That's Acting Police Chief Amy Davis.
I mean, we have to know that they're selling alcohol, so in a sense, yes, we'd have to catch them red-handed.
Davis says there are three ways Bethel police can make an arrest for bootlegging. One is that they confront a potential bootlegger and the person confesses to the crime.
Most people don't do that, though. I can tell you that.
Another way is to collect statements from people who have witnessed the bootlegging. And the last and best way is if someone volunteers to help police.
We could have them do a sting, maybe buy the alcohol, or we can even do a recorded phone call. That's the most effective way, yes.
Davis says if there were more volunteers to help catch bootleggers red-handed, police would be able to enforce it better. Bootlegging going from a misdemeanor to a felony under local option will likely not affect enforcement.
Whether it is a misdemeanor or a felony, I don't think that it's going to make it a difference as far as how we treat reports.
Alaska State Troopers also reported they would not change their staffing following the local option vote. Davis does think the felony charge for bootlegging will change things outside of police enforcement.
Now, where you might see a difference is in the punishment of it. And it might be a little bit more of a deterrent because people don't want felonies on their record.
Felony charges for bootlegging, along with the rest of the effects from local option, will take effect with the coming of the new year, January 6th. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.